Recording with the family in mind. 3, 2, 1. How do you transfer assets when in a second marriage with children from previous marriages? With the family in mind, I'm Valerie Coleman Morris. This is a big concern. Lots of people are remarrying, and many of them are remarrying with children from previous relationships. I turn to Edward Tannenbaum, a tax and estate planning attorney and partner in the New York office of Alston & Byrd, to get the proper answer to this tax question. Again, how do you transfer assets when in a second marriage with children from previous marriages? Tannenbaum says, when structuring estate planning documents, if someone is married and he or she is concerned about the ability of the surviving spouse to manage assets or the possibility that the surviving spouse may disinherit stepchildren, the person may want to consider executing a will that leaves his or her assets in trust for the surviving spouse. If the trust is a qualified terminable interest trust, I know it's a big word, they call it Q-tip trust, which is a trust that only benefits the surviving spouse while he or she is alive. It gives the surviving spouse all of the trust income and distributes the remainder to the testator's intended beneficiaries after the surviving spouse dies. The trust will qualify for the federal estate tax marital deduction and thereby defer estate tax until the surviving spouse passes away. The bottom line with the Q-tip: if you have children from a previous relationship and you are married and want to make sure that your assets go to your children after your spouse has been cared for and your spouse dies, a Q-tip is something you might want to look into. I'm Valerie Coleman Morris with the family in mind.